For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have 0 blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and T-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
If you vote for me,
Rich Eisen,
all of your wildest dreams will come true.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome
DeAndre Hopkins. Welcome to the Chiefs Kingdom.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Touchdown Tampa Bay. Ryan Miller was opened by at least 3 yards.
It's a walk-off touchdown by Kareem Hunt.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Mike Garafolo, World Series champion pitcher Jack Flaherty. Coming up, Chargers defensive tackle Scott Matlock. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air here on this election day. I voted. That's what this sticker shows. And hopefully you shall do so as well. If you already haven't, please do so today. Have a plan. Make sure you know where you're going. Make sure that if you can, same day register in your state. Look up all of those things. And please do so. Make sure that you do that today. It is why we are the envy of the world, is that we have a democracy like this and choose to keep it. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Chris Brockman and TJ Jefferson are already in Germany, where we're going to be having to take TJ's empty seat every single time. That throws me off. At any rate, he's in Germany. Chris is in Germany. The show will emanate from Munich, Germany, coming up on Thursday. Our guests on Thursday's show booked Kurt Warner, who's going to be calling the game with me on NFL Network between the Giants and the Panthers on Sunday. Hall of Famer, fellow Hall of Famer of his, Joe Thomas. We asked him to show up in his Lederhosen, and I hope he will. And Colleen Wolfe, who's over there as well. So all of my NFL Network friends will be filling up our Thursday studio from BMW Welt, the world headquarters of BMW Motors, which is going to be our benefactors for the week. And we're very excited. Susie Schuster is sitting in with Mike Del Tufo. Good to see both of you right there.
Happy to be with you.
How you doing? I always love looking over and seeing you there.
I'm good. I'm just, you know, managing my anxiety for the day by looking at trade rumors.
Anxiety management through Za'Darius Smith. Go figure that. Scott Matlock of the Los Angeles Chargers is going to be joining us in studio in this hour. And as a matter of fact, he did it. We recorded this interview at the end of yesterday's recording palooza of this show, Overreaction Monday and What the Football. All of those are out there for you to check out in our podcast form through the Cumulus Podcast Network. Scott is a two-way player, one of the rarities in the NFL, a defensive lineman and a fullback in Jim Harbaugh's system. It'd be a lot of fun chatting with him. 844-204-RICH, number to dial on the program. Tuesday, election day. Tuesday, trade deadline day. Tuesday, Jerry Jones speaks to local radio hosts day. And it's always fascinating when Jerry speaks to 105.3 The Fan.
Settle down just a little bit.
And the all-in season is taking on water. 3-5. And Dak Prescott is hurt. And the team's coming home after a bye. And 2 consecutive losses on the road at San Francisco, at Atlanta. This is fresh off of an absolute spanking at home by the Detroit Lions before the bye. That's 3 losses in a row, and it could have been four if they didn't have a fourth quarter comeback in Pittsburgh on the week five Sunday night. And then you look over the steering wheel and you see their first of two games against Philadelphia this weekend. And it's at home where the Cowboys are 0-3 this season, and a hard 0-3. The three-point loss to Baltimore in week three is, as they would say in rearview mirror speak, the object closer than it appears. The Ravens, just like the Saints in week two and the Lions in week six, just obliterated the team before halftime, and that thing was over. Then there's another home game on a Monday night against Houston, and then at Washington, and you know the Commanders want to put the Cowboys' pelt on the wall. So here's the issue. It does appear Dak Prescott will not be the starting quarterback for those games. And certainly, maybe even on Thanksgiving Day against the Giants, certainly if the hamstring injury that knocked him out of Atlanta will place him on injured reserve, which is what Jerry Jones said is, if you will, likely to happen in his Tuesday chat on 105.3 The Fan.
It's safety, but it's extended period of time here, so I wouldn't dare make a prediction when it could be. It's likely we'll IR him, and so we'll see kind of how his rehab goes.
So it also begs the question, what now? 3-5, Dak's out, Cooper Rush is in, and Jerry did not go in the direction of the last time Cooper Rush was in, which is like, I'd love to have him give me the issues of a quarterback controversy. Remember that last time when Cooper Rush came in and he started performing very well, and it's just like, well, will Dak get his job back? And it's just like, get out of here with that noise. That's what a backup quarterback is supposed to do. When he's got to play four games, he wins you four games. Malik Willis played two games. He won them both in place of Jordan Love this year. And the Packers are three above 500, hitting their bye week in large part thanks to Malik Willis doing what a backup quarterback should do. And so now Cooper Rush, if he performs well in these weeks without Dak Prescott being out there, then guess what? We'll hear the same nonsense again, but Dak's going to get his gig back. And Jerry would love, I'm sure, to be in that position, even though he's he's not voicing it that way this time. But the question was, what are you going to do with trade deadline? Does this mean you're not going to be all in on that because Dak's out? And are you potentially pulling the plug and maybe even think of selling? Mike?
We're not selling. And so we will make that case. We're buying and not selling.
What does this team really need?
Well, we're going to have it from within to get where we all want to go. And we're going to have the ability to do it from within. We've really tightened that window with our record right now as far as our goals of getting in the playoffs and having a team that can really compete at the highest levels. We've added to that by losing our quarterback. So we're going to have to do something that's a storybook type of scenario.
So the Cowboys went and made a trade. And I know Cowboy fans are going to be like, yeah, so what? Because it's for a player who you might not have heard of in the Metroplex. And part of the reason why is he's a second-year player in Carolina. And last year was such an absolute dumpster fire on offense that you weren't going to hear at all about Jonathan Mingo, who was a second-round pick in the 2023 draft, 39th overall, which, as you know, is where players who contribute significantly reside, top of the second round. And, you know, that's where Keon Coleman was chosen by the Bills and things of that nature. And he's obviously done more than what Mingo did last year or even this year 12 catches, 121 yards. That's it. One catch in his last four games. And in his short tenure in the NFL, only two games with at least four catches or more within it. So he's an unproven commodity professionally. Totally unproven. And I know, Cowboys fans, you are flipping out because you haven't heard of Jonathan Mingo, and he hasn't done very much in the league. And the Cowboys flipped a fourth-round pick for him. They got a seventh as well from Carolina, but they flipped a fourth-round pick for him, which is more than what the Chiefs flipped for DeAndre Hopkins.
I was just about to say that. I don't get it.
Or more than what Carolina just got for Deontay Johnson from the Ravens. And I guess the reason why, and just to echo what Mike Garofolo said in hour number one, is you're getting a second-year player with potential upside here. And that's what the Cowboys are banking on, is a kid who's never done it before, who they probably liked and had on the radar screen in the 2023 draft. And they're going to get him. And they're going to bring him in, and they're going to get him up to speed. And you have, and so the issue here is that they are banking on an upside we haven't seen yet from a player who hasn't done anything in a month for a team that was looking for any spark from any place for any reason over the last month, whether it's Andy Dalton or Bryce Young. He couldn't crack the lineup over this year's rookie receiver for them, Xavier Leggett, who is riding the pony pretty well these days. And I'll see him in Germany. Jalen Coker, an undrafted rookie, and then a veteran from the 2017 draft, seventh round, David Moore, and couldn't get on the field even there. So Cowboys fans are going to be like, all right, that's their hope, that they're going to get some kid that they didn't get in the draft who hasn't done anything yet, and hope that he's going to learn the terminology and get up to speed and give him some big time play against some hugely important opponents hugely important games against some of the best opponents they're going to face all year long with the backup quarterback there. That is not a position of strength that you would look at it for an all-in season, but it is some of the only moves they got right now, apparently.
So put on your RES consulting hat.
Thank you.
Now.
I will do so.
Or get out your magic eight ball. Either one.
Eight ball.
And what does this say about the season? Have they given up already?
No.
Are they building for next? Because if I'm a Cowboys fan and I'm still smarting off of the potential of having Derrick Henry and the offseason not being fulfilled the way I would have liked it to have been, and then you pick up a kid like this, are you feeling like this is a future move?
No, I think it's some of the only moves they have left, because I don't know what their thinking is, but you could have given up less for DeAndre Hopkins. You could have given up less for Deontay Johnson, and they didn't.
And you could have got Derrick Henry in the offseason.
Well, again, that ship has sailed. I'm sure they're sick and tired of hearing that.
Yes,
but I know. I hear you. And certainly since their current running back situation is Dalvin Cook returned to the practice squad, Rico Dowdle looking as good as he did in Atlanta, while Zeke Elliott was at home because of disciplinary reasons. And Jerry Jones had this to say in his appearance about Zeke Elliott getting back in there.
It's really pretty plain if you look at it. The rules that were addressed are really clear, and the attendant punishment is clear, and he'd be the first to tell you. And so that was it. And running back room, it's quite a setback for any of those running backs not to get out there, because they need their snaps and want their snaps. And you can get out there and get on a roll, as Rico did. Mm-hmm. And that is a step toward having a better season, both individually and for the team. So my point is, I've never seen a discipline matter any better aired for the world to see than Dak, than Zeke's infraction. And it was just for the game, and I look forward to seeing him back out there.
Well, and you and I and Amy Trask on What the Football had a very spirited conversation about disciplining players by not playing them, and how Amy has PTSD from Barrett Robbins being sat before the Super Bowl. And she's like, we could have disciplined him in other ways other than just sending our team out in the most important game for the first time all year without the same starting five up front against Warren Sapp and the Buccaneers. Okay. And how she wishes they handled it differently. When they being Bruce Allen and Bill Callahan. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, we had a spirited discussion as well about me sitting here saying, well, is this a sign that of disrespect for the head coach who hasn't been signed past this year? And thus kind of dovetailing with my whole thought about the all-in season has just been poorly managed from the get-go. And hearing what Jerry Jones had to say, and then Jane Slater's report on Sunday game day morning that Zeke has been distracted and has missed three meetings, including one on Friday, leading to the disciplinary matter. And then hearing Mike Garafolo in hour one saying that there's things going on in his life that, you know, the Cowboys are understanding of, but you got to tune out to be a professional, and they had to suspend him, and they're hoping that this is now the end of it moving forward. That's kind of information speak of there's stuff going on with him, and maybe it isn't disrespect to Mike McCarthy, and there's stuff going on with him that they're trying to be really understanding of, bending over backwards, but couldn't do anything but keep him from going to Atlanta. So I'm kind of putting it all together here. We don't know everything. We're seeing just the tip of the iceberg like we usually do in sports.
Oh, no, there's a big story behind this. And to use your word with parlance, there's a different, there's something going on that we're unaware of.
Correct.
And it sounds like a personal issue.
Yes.
Right? And it has nothing to do with
McCarthy.
The fact that their coach wasn't signed to a long-term deal. Because you tend to believe that that's a sign for the players.
It usually is, though.
That they don't believe in him, and it leaves an opportunity for rancor within the locker room. Correct?
I know it, I guess, and I know this sounds like I'm trying to cover my tracks for being wrong, potentially, on this front, but you know I don't mind being wrong. I'm always going to speak my mind. But if you don't sign your coach to a long-term contract and you have him go into a lame duck year and these things happen, the first assumption is going to be my assumption, as wrong as it may be. Cowboys coming back to take the Eagles on with Cooper Rush and a banged up CeeDee Lamb. Hopefully Micah Parsons back. Hopefully Deron Bland coming back. Hopefully Jonathan Mingo picking up the lingo fast. That's the state of the all-in Cowboys entering week 10. We'll take a break. Our conversation with Scott Matlock, one of the more fascinating players in the National Football League, our neighbor from across the way, coming up. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happening. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
The first quarterback of my Michigan fandom, the coach of my team, the man who gave me the honor of representing the team as an honorary captain, and a man who would tell me to attack each day with an enthusiasm unknown to the to man, common man.
Yes, sir.
Who's got it better than me?
Nobody.
Jim Harbaugh's on the Rich Eisen Show, aren't you? You there, Jim?
I'm here, Rich. Oh, happy birthday, fantastic. Monday. 50th.
Big 5-0.
Wow, awesome.
Big 5-0.
I was supposed to be at your surprise party last Saturday night.
I heard that story, but you got caught up with being a family man, which is...
I got my daughter's graduation party was that Saturday night. Her graduation was Thursday.
It's all good.
The party was Saturday, so...
Are you going to have more honorary captains? Are you still doing that?
We're still doing that. We're going to honor the 69 team.
Okay, so that means Dierdorf comes back?
Dierdorf,
he's already there. He'll be in the radio booth, so okay.
Yeah. Ty Law is going into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes. If you need me to let them know how high the bar is set in terms of speechifying, just give them my number. I'll tell them how high the bar is set, Jim, you know?
I will tell them that. I will let them know that. I'm gonna let them know. That's how we do it. You know, listen, you're gonna be honorary captain. You got to talk to the team.
Yes.
You got to watch this. You got to watch this clip from Rich Eisen. This is how it's done. This is how you do it.
Hey Jim, thanks for calling in. Really means a lot. You are you're one of my all time favorites for many many reasons. So thanks for taking the time here in June.
Well, enjoy your continued 50th. This doesn't sound like it's just one day. It sounds like it's a Eisen Palooza. Yes. It goes on for weeks.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I am sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by, which is the way we always envisioned this when the Chargers moved across the street. Just stop by. Mm-hmm. Look who's here. One of our neighbors from the Los Angeles Chargers, fresh off of winning in Cleveland, Ohio. They're 5-3, second-year player. Mr. Idaho, through and through from Boise State and the Chargers. None other than Scott Matlock is here on the program. Yes, clap for yourself. Clap for yourself. How are you?
I'm great.
How do you like living in Southern California?
It's pretty good. Weather's immaculate. It's funny you actually mentioned that, because every time we go on a way trip and like we fly back,
yeah,
as soon as we get back and we step off that plane, I just take a deep breath of like that ocean air.
Yeah, you smell it, right?
It's just great. It really is.
Are you a South Bay guy? Do you live down here too?
No, I lived in Idaho my whole life.
Right.
I've never moved anywhere until I got...
Where you live around here, do you live, like, now that you're a Charger?
I'm right by LAX.
Right up.
5 minutes away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You might be right around next door to TJ, right?
Yeah. If he drives behind the airport.
Did you drive behind the airport to get here?
I'm close, okay. Off of Maine.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. Main Street.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So you're in the other.
All right. He's in the other direction.
Oh, fantastic.
So your commute is what, like 3 minutes to get to work? Something like that?
Yeah, like 5 minutes, yeah.
You realize that doesn't happen in Los Angeles, California. No, not unbelievable. Yeah,
well, I like to be close, so I picked a spot that's nice and close. So,
So you're born and raised in Idaho, right?
Oh,
played at Boise State.
Yep.
And then the Chargers drafted you in the sixth round last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jim Harbaugh comes into your life.
And Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What do you think of when you hear that name?
Jim. I mean, man, I love that guy. I think he's been a big blessing for our organization, and I think you can already see like the little bit of success that we're having. You can just tell the trajectory that this organization's on, and everyone loves him. I mean, obviously he's unapologetically himself, but yes. I think that's what everyone loves about him. And there's just he always keeps you on your toes somehow. I'm just lucky to have him.
Well, I'm going to ask you some specific examples of that in a moment. But one of the many reasons why I wanted to talk with you is you are sort of a personification of his mentality coming in here, where you play defense, but now you're playing offense too. And you're there as a fullback. You used to wear 99. Now you wear 44, right?
Yep.
When did it come into your world that maybe you should be the blocking guy as well as the tackling guy on this team here?
Yeah. I think it just all started in training camp where, I think so we would do these team meetings where we would, kind of go over every facet of the game and like teach the game and just study 2 minute, 4 minute, like every situation you could think of. And that goes back to OTAs, but then we kind of covered them all. So then we started going, into like what our scouts look for in certain positions. And we go through every position, every guy, show some college highlights, have some fun with it.
Uh-huh.
And this was in training camp. And, we got to me and they threw in my two touchdowns I caught college. So jokingly, I said to Giro, our OC, like, hey, like, what do you think about throw me on the goal line there or whatever? And he took it and kind of ran with it, and we started just going on the goal line there in the preseason with a package and maybe the open field, like third and one, fourth and one. And then it kind of just grew. I think I did well in the preseason, so they were like, okay, let's see if he can keep it going. And I just kept, exceeding expectations. And two plays turned into four, four turned into six, six to eight, and it just grew into, hey, let's just make you our starting fullback. And then, so then that's when the whole, number thing was introduced, and I didn't necessarily want to change. I really love 99.
How long had you been wearing 99?
Up to that point, 5 years. Yeah.
That was your number in college?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
why'd you choose 99 in college?
It's just badass. It's just,
okay.
Badass. And I was I'm a big, growing up, high school, college, a J.J. Watt fan. And
yeah.
I actually just got to meet him for the first time the other day, which was cool. But then, I would have to report as eligible a lot.
A lot of this.
A lot of that. And, I didn't know how much reps I was going to be getting, going into it. And I asked, I was like, how much are you guys using me?
Right.
Or plan on, throwing me in there? Because I was kind of in the dark. I was just kind of going about my day, okay, let's learn these plays. And they were like, 20 to 30 plays. I'm like, oh. That's a lot of reporting to do.
Yeah, that's a lot of, so moving your hands up and down.
I was just
kind of
like, that's just not going to, if I forget one time, that's just not a good
thing. It's a lot of pressure. It really, by the way, that's no joke. That's no joke. And plus also, you're kind of giving it away. right?
Yeah, and it's just, so I was just like, you know what? I mean, it's just, it would just help the operation. It would just help. It would just make everything easier. I can play defense. I can play offense, do special teams. I can do everything I want with 44. And
how'd you choose 44?
So I wore 44. Well, I wore a bunch of numbers in high school because I, played a lot of different spots, but 44 was kind of my main one. And it actually was just recently retired this past summer. So I kind of a cool full circle.
He was retired in your high school?
At my high school, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I thought 44 would be pretty cool.
Retired because of you? You're 44 was retired?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're in let me get this right. Your high school was?
Homedale.
Yep. The Homedale High Ring of Honor, if there's a ring?
Yeah.
You're in the honor?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So, 44 is retired there, and that was a huge honor. And
dude, that's great.
That was, it was really cool. And so being able to kind of wear it again, I think that's kind of a cool full circle. So it kind of, it feels pretty good to wear it.
So what's the most number of snaps you've played this year right now?
Total or just on offense?
Total.
You
over 60?
I'm not sure.
You over 60 snaps?
Yeah, I think the Steeler game I played 20 in defense, maybe high 20s, maybe 30 on offense, plus special teams.
Okay. Are we cold tubbing after a game like that, or what are we doing?
You good? I know you're games, young. Maybe, yeah. Away games, we kind of got to get the show on the road and
understood.
Get back on the bus.
All right. Basically, you just throwing it out there to Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator, after they're showing some of your Boise State offensive highlights in the film room. In a meeting, you just threw it out there and have sort of like, maybe you should put me out there. And now you're the fullback of the Los Angeles Chargers.
Crazy. Yeah. Just threw it out there as a joke. And look where we are. Yeah.
And so Harbaugh, what conversations have you had with Jim about your role at all?
I talked to him about the whole number thing because he's kind of the one who brought it up. You know, like, hey. Like, it would just be easier. So it was actually his idea. And I was like, I like 99. And then, you know, over the next maybe 2-3 days, I really sat there and like thought about it. And that's when I asked, like, how much am I going to be used? And then I was like, oh, okay. You know, this is probably the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm all about, you know, doing everything for the team. So it was a no brainer. But I mean, Harbaugh thinks I was, you know, the only guy that could probably do it. And I was the right fit, so that feels good. But Jim and I kind of just talk about random stuff.
We don't talk
about a lot of ball, honestly. We like on the plane or the bus coming back here. We just landed and we were just talking about politics on the bus ride.
We just
shoot the shit. We don't really talk about much.
Okay.
Much ball. Which is nice.
Have you played any of these board games with him at all? Like on the road, don't you guys play board games or something like that? Didn't you pop those out when you were out there in Carolina for a couple of weeks?
Cards are big.
Cards are big.
Yeah, we play it a lot of the guys play cards in Carolina. I was playing with the specialists; they were teaching me a game, and then you know we kind of got you know the other staple games and stuff. But I didn't play with Coach Harbaugh.
So what has Jim brought, do you think, to the Chargers? That you're sitting here 5-3. Obviously, last year you were not, and last year was that's the most simple way to put it.
Amen.
Right, and you know that was your rookie year. This is now obviously your second year, and you're being utilized in a far different manner. In which I'm sure, as you were a rookie, you'd be like, "What? Really? You really want me to do that?" So, what has he brought that you can sit here, even as a second year player, to point out to the Chargers?
I mean, people throw the word culture around a lot, but I really think that he's establishing, you know, a new culture. And I think that's what he's brought with his mentality, and that he's establishing that and instilling it in us that, you know, we're not afraid to work. We like to work and we're not going to quit when things get hard. So, you know, and that was established through OTAs, training camp, and it's kind of, I mean, we can see the kind of team we're going to be throughout this season. So I think that's the biggest thing that he's bringing here.
What'd you think of when he was, you know, pulling sleds and stuff like that? Did you see that for the first time?
He would do everything we do. I mean, as far as our, you know, fourth quarter finishers, we would do in OTAs. We would all, you know, kind of like a three station rotation. We would, he's right there with us doing the same thing. It may not be the same like weight, but it's not far off. I mean, I don't know if you saw his press conference where he, you know, said he's blue twisted steel and, you know, did the, you know, but I mean, that's him. I mean, he's doing sled drags. He's flipping the flip sled. He's carrying the med balls that we carry. I mean, he's doing all of it. So, and then sitting in the cold tub with us too. I mean, he's right there with us.
Is it true he's sitting in the cold tub with his khakis on? Is that true?
I can second Joey. I was there. What Joey said.
What happened?
Yeah, I mean, I came in, and he was already in there. Yeah, I mean, he was
fully clothed, sitting in the cold tub,
khakis, belt, polo, tucked in.
tucked in.
I didn't get a glimpse of the footwear.
Okay.
I didn't get a glimpse of that. But
cleats. He always wears cleats.
Yeah, I don't think the cleats were in.
Okay.
I highly doubt.
Now that makes sense.
Highly doubt that.
That he would take
socks,
those off.
Maybe. Maybe. I wouldn't put it past him.
And what do you just say? Hey, coach, and just get.
I didn't question it. I'm gonna let him do his thing. Whatever works for him.
Well, it works for him.
I didn't question it.
They're working for you.
Yeah.
I mean, like, did we see him say the blue steel stuff? I mean, we have a segment here called the Harbaugh Files.
Mm.
You know, and again, it's based off of a television show way before you were born called the Rockford Files, which is what he was channeling during his first few months here living in an RV. Just like the character named Jim Rockford, who was a private eye back in the day. But the reason why I bring it up is we cut up his press conference moments, call it a Harbaugh file, and here's that moment you're referring to. Hit it.
Sometimes people that are standing on third base think they hit a triple, but they didn't.
The Harbaugh Files.
As far as your status, everything's been okay the past couple of days?
Yeah, good news. Just talked to the cardiologist before I came in here. Got some test results back. The heart of an athlete is a direct quote from my cardiologist. So
that made me
feel good. And he said stress test was really good too. I think he used the word incredible. I think he did. that my stamina was incredible, and heart got stronger as it. Was more stressed. So, and back in rhythm. Hopefully that that sticks. We'll got the monitor on. So, good news. I took that as a compliment. You know, blue twisted steel.
that's my coach. That is my coach. That's our guy.
Makes you want to run through a wall.
Yeah, I'll do anything for that man.
Blue twisted steel.
Yeah,
man.
That's our guy.
And so how it looks like your team's getting stronger right now. Does it feel that way to you too right now?
Yeah, I feel like we're right there. I mean, we have all the pieces to the puzzle, and we just got to, you know, keep getting better. You know, it's a one week league. Just keep dialing it in, keep tightening the screw, and just keep executing. I think we're going to be in a good spot.
5-3 right now. And offensively, you've got that run game going with J.K. Dobbins, right? Do you ever think you'd be opening up running holes for J.K. Dobbins? You know, and now is there a plan for you to carry the football, Scott?
You never know. I mean, have we worked handoffs? Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have worked handoffs. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I mean, let's put something on the radar screen for other, like, this is not a film session here.
Yeah.
Are you going to run a route here? What do we got?
I mean, I have two career receptions, so
okay.
I am running routes.
You are running routes?
I'm running routes.
Wheel route? Yeah. Is there a wheel route with you? What are the routes?
I think Carolina, I ran a wheel route.
Damn straight you did.
Mm. I think I'm just eye candy on that. I don't know. Do I expect the ball on that play? Probably not.
Okay.
But I'm running.
You're out there.
I'm out there.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
What's your 40 time? Where are we?
I ran a 4:41 40.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
In Indy or your pro day?
No, I did not go to
you were not combine. Invited to Indianapolis.
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Tell me about the kid running the ball right now at Boise State.
Ooh.
Ashton Gentry.
Ashton, yeah. I was luckily was able to play with him for a year when he was a true freshman. And,
yep.
You know, I'm not surprised. I think we all kind of saw the potential he had. I mean, he was like the 1B running back when he was a freshman because we had George Alani. So it was kind of like, you know, a two-punch combo with those two. And then, you know, we had Taylen Green too, who was a very mobile quarterback then. So we were just running the options and stuff. But I mean, he is, I mean, you see the things that he's doing, and but also like his interviews, the things he's, you know, putting together, like this scholarship he just made. I mean, he's just such a good person, and he just deserves all the success that's coming his way. And I just wish I could be there on a day-to-day with him sometimes, just to kind of see how he's doing. And
well, all I got to do is turn on the television set, turn on SportsCenter, you're seeing it. Like, I don't think there's any doubt he's going to New York in December. Yeah. That's for sure. Whether he brings home the Heisman's a different story. I mean, the QB in Miami, you got the two-way threat in Colorado,
mm-hmm.
and you got him. I mean, he's definitely in the mix right now for the Heisman Trophy.
Absolutely. I mean, it is. Yeah, it's
pretty cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, the things he's doing is just otherworldly. I mean, the comparison to Barry Sanders and stuff, I mean, that's not like thrown around lightly. I think that's super cool, and he should be pretty honored. And I know he is. I just know that he's super humble and always hungry to just be more and just keep getting better, right? So
I let you go here, what's your favorite Justin Herbert story? Anything? Huddle?
Favorite?
Locker
Justin
room?
Herbert story.
Plane?
Oh, man.
Bus? Huddle?
Oh, wow.
On the field? You got anything for me? Scott Matlock?
That's tough. I don't spend a lot of time around Justin. A lot of passing in the hallways kind of thing. But
you're his fullback.
I am his fullback. But
you're helping him dot an I, man.
I will say this: last week, when we were right before half, we were doing all that lateral backyard football play.
Yes, sir.
He just threw a great block and completely laid somebody out. So that was a pretty fun moment for me to watch.
He's a big dude, is he not?
Oh yeah.
He's a large dude.
He's that guy. Like, three OCs in like 3 years, hasn't flinched. I mean, he's that guy.
Right, and I think Harbaugh and Hay are going to just be attached to the hip. And, you know, right now it's not 35, 40-point games. I get it, but that's not your style right now. Your style's a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's funny. Coach Harbaugh always tells him to, like, not high-five with his right hand.
What?
Yeah, Harbaugh's very, very protective of Justin.
So he has been instructed by Jim Harbaugh to not high five anybody with his throwing hand.
Yeah, something like that. I think he said, yeah, like, don't high five with his right, or, you know, or like maybe just the left, maybe a fist bump.
So now do you protect? So to help, do you now go high five with your left when you go up to him or shake his hand?
I kind of just give him a fist.
Okay.
Knucks. Yeah.
Well, be careful. I mean, you've got quite a fist on that arm of yours.
It's limp. It's okay. A limp.
Good to know. All right.
Wow.
Hey, he's thinking of everything. Jim, nothing will escape Jim Harbaugh right now.
That's true.
It's pretty cool. Before I let you go, so Jim always did this at Michigan. You know, I'm a Michigan guy. Yeah. And
I saw the photo in the hallway.
Let me tell you, man, so many people are like, hey, were you upset Jim left Michigan to go to the Chargers? And I say, there's a man-made lake outside of SoFi. I think he walked on it to go take the job. That's my opinion of Jim Harbaugh, okay? So you and I are kind of like that, all right?
Let's go.
But what he would do a lot after games, after wins, there would be, you know, a one-on-one interview with the sideline reporter, and he would basically bring over players and say, talk to these guys, not me. Or he'd just do a quick question and answer and then say, talk to these guys, and bring over the players. Did he do that with J.J. Watt recently? J.J. came out to talk to him, and he brought a whole bunch of players to sit down with CBS?
Did. Yeah.
And were you one of them that he brought?
Yeah, I was.
Did he know that you loved J.J. Watt? Is that why he brought you?
No. I was just taking my pads off after the practice and on the field. And, you know, my body was, you know, kind of sore. So yeah. I was like, I really needed treatment, and he was like, hey, you want to come do this interview with J.J. Watt? And I was like, no, like, I really need treatment. Like, I need to go get some treatment. You know, we had like 40 minutes until we had meetings or whatever. And he was like, come on, like, it'd be 5 minutes. And I was like, I can't like tell him no. Like,
you're like, you're like, telling Jim Harbaugh, no, I can't talk to JJ Watt. So like, you're Mr. 99 in your program.
I was like, okay. Yeah. So I threw on a different shirt, go up there, and there's Joey, Khalil. And I was like, okay. I felt a little out of place. I was like, I don't probably belong here. I just don't think he wanted to, I just didn't think he wanted to do it alone. I think it was supposed to be just.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
JJ Watt flew out here to Los Angeles to sit down with Jim Harbaugh, but Jim does that a lot. So they're like,
he didn't
get five chairs. I'm going to sit back behind here. Did he bring Joe Ortiz too? Did he bring him to the coach?
Who else did he bring? Ben Herbert, our strength coach.
Okay, Ben Herbert. Well,
yeah.
That's another guy we miss in Michigan.
Well, it was also JJ's former strength coach as well.
Okay. Yeah. Now I get it. And, you've met Jack. You've met all the Harbaughs, man. You've met them all, right?
Yeah.
Did you know For He's a Jolly Good Fellow? Have you ever heard that song before? Because they sang that, or Hip Hip Hooray and stuff like that?
Definitely.
Okay.
Heard it. That I expect it to be as prominent as it is right now? No.
Everything it is with the Harbaugh, man. And congrats on your start at 5-3 and what's going on in your career.
Thank you so much.
It's pretty cool.
That,
and we're neighbors. Like, you know, if you need a cup of sugar or whatever, or I don't know, whatever neighbors need from each other.
I might just come hang out. This is a nice place you got
this
here.
This is us.
Let's go.
This is our spot.
I'll have my own desk or something.
Yeah, sure. If you, whatever.
Right back here.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. You got TJ's
putting
at your
green.
Back. Yeah, we got putting green, whatever
come
you
need. Come out of the room with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tell all your friends. Yeah. Tell all the Chargers. We're right over here. Last question for you. I think you already know the answer to this question. Scott Matlock, who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. From your Los Angeles Chargers right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
All right, everybody. Hey, let's take a phone call. Derek in Missouri, one of our regulars. Derek, how are you, bud?
I'm good, sir. I'm going to pull a little inner Bruckman here for a second. Del Tufo, can you hit that breaking news?
Oh, wow.
For a second,
look at him just ordering Mike
here
around.
Here it comes.
Okay.
And Maria, I see.
Breaking news.
What do you got, Derek?
Rich, the Raiders, after firing Luke Getsy and their two coaches yesterday, they have hired Norv Turner as an assistant coach.
We haven't spoken about that yet. Yeah, Norv's back. His son Scott's involved. I mean, who's playing quarterback? That's the issue. I mean, you know, honestly, you know, and here's the thing that's really amazing is Bowers has been remarkable, no matter who's throwing to him. So, but I appreciate you chiming in with some breaking news, Derek.
Oh, my pleasure.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Derek's been hanging on all this time for that. I appreciate it.
What happened to Tom Brokaw? Does he no longer do your breaking news anymore?
I think we went
kind of bummed.
Yeah, I kind of think, you know, we're a little more current with Al Pacino having issues announcing Best Picture. My eyes see, here it comes. I it's going to take a lot to not have that one for a while.
My eyes see.
That's too good.
Maybe Mikey, when I do the show next, will pull back the Dr. Spichemin.
Dr. Spichemin. Oh, yeah, you like that one.
I do.
I know. Real quick, can you throw up that tweet the Chiefs threw out last night? Creed Humphrey meeting two members of Creed. I love it. Only thing missing is we should have gotten Creed from the office, and it would have been just a Creed-a-palooza. I love it. Creed Humphrey meeting Creed. Can't believe that hasn't happened yet.
Not too late.
Never too late.
No.
Let's get Creed from the office out there, too. Oh, gosh. What a day right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Back here on our radio audience, all one big happy family. The Steelers have added.
Got some trade news, Rich.
What do you got? Oh, yeah.
We're
going
to get it under the wire.
Hit it. Go for it.
Here it comes.
And Maria, I see.
Breaking news.
Suze?
Yeah, the Steelers busy today, sending a seventh-round pick to the Packers in exchange for edge rusher Preston Smith.
So okay.
31 years old. Maybe they're making room for younger guys there, perhaps?
I don't know.
The best thing about us, though, is it's about us.
And he's part of the us now. Alex Highsmith, TJ Watt. They need a little bit of a breather. Let's send in Preston Smith in there, too. I don't think TJ Watt ever comes off the field.
Cam, he never gets off the field. He plays the entire game. It's crazy.
The Steelers are just going for it. I love it. I love it. I love it. They're like, just being the seventh seed is not going to cut it. And we're going to get all these guys going. And the crazy thing about them is that their division schedule is all right in front of them. After they take on Washington, it's mostly division rest of the way. Tough part of the Steelers' schedule. They've added Mike Williams and Preston Smith. Maybe they'll add some more as of this conversation. We're about an hour to go to the trade deadline. Quick thought here. Every single time I wade into analytics, it's never pretty in the response from the analytics community. But two coaches did not go for two after tying the game in the final throes of regulation and both lost in overtime. And I just, there's different categories of going for two in my mind. These are my analytics. There's the need, want, and have. Okay? Want is the most confusing one to me. The want to is when you're down by two scores and you score a touchdown to get down by one score and then you go for two instead of just going for an extra point with like 8, 9, 10 minutes to go or in the third quarter and you start going for two there because you want to get an opportunity to score one more touchdown and win. And if you don't get it, at least you know you got to go for two at the end as opposed to having to go for it because you need to or want to. It's weird when that happens. The need to is when you're down by 16 points and you need to go for two to make it a two-score game. The have to is when you're down 8 and there's no time left and you're not going to get any other possessions other than an onside kick attempt, so you have to go for two. And I kind of think the have to is you're on the road and you just shocked the team and the defense is on its heels. You don't want to go into overtime and risk it. And one thing is going into overtime and risking it against Mason Rudolph, as Gerard Mayo did this week. I mean, after Drake May ran around for like 10 seconds and flipped it up in the air and he scored, the Titans defense is probably on its heels. They're shocked. They're probably, gasping for air, and you don't go for two and you lose in overtime. And then last night, this is what we heard from Coach Bowles when he was asked if he thought about going for two at the end of that regulation.
Oh, very minor. We wanted to get it to overtime with the wet conditions on the field. We felt like we had to go in overtime instead of go for two. So we had our shots, we lost the game.
I don't know, in the past you've mentioned you have communications upstairs about decisions, analytically, things of that nature. Did they advise you not to go for two?
No, we went for one. We took our shots. We had our chances all game. We just lost the game. It didn't come down to that.
Well, I mean, they should, I guess you could have played better defense in overtime. The coin flip could have gone your way. It's like a 50-50 shot. You get the ball to try and win it, and it's probably better odds than going for two. I don't understand about the slipping and whatever, because the defense could have slipped and you could have won the game or at least Mahomes had 3 timeouts left in 20-some-odd seconds, and Bills fans will tell you that's more than enough for him. Sorry, Hoskins. But all you got to do is wonder if he made the right move or not is listen to Andy Reid's reaction when he was asked if he was surprised if Bowles didn't go for two.
Were you surprised Todd Bowles didn't go for two there at the end of regulation?
No. But I'm glad he didn't. Yeah.
And I know that's the hindsight of having Mahomes and going down the field and scoring. But again, you got the Chiefs on their heels, surprised and shocked.
You would have gone for two.
Yeah. I was stunned that they didn't, actually. Good show. Good to see you, Suze. Everybody get out there and vote. So important. Most important election for our lives. Vote.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.